Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, and this is 1228A. The A is always the latest medical news of the week, and we have a lot of it this week and what it means to you. We're brought to you, as usual, by Longevity Playbook. Go to their website, longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Soon, the coaching program that goes through everything you can want to live longer, younger. And, of course, Life's First Naturals, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of TruBiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Rescue, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q. All three are available at over-the-counter at most drugstores, but the Bovine Colostrum, you can go to lifesfirstnaturals.com so you're not confused by any of the other products. That's lifesfirstnaturals.com and, of course, longevityplaybook.com. The stories today are Odd Omega Story of the Week. The healthy diet with less sugar is linked to a younger biologic age. Our Well Beyond Wellness segment, bird flu and its risk. My favorite is, of course, this one, which is a wellness foreplay story. Coffee consumption is linked to specific gut bacteria. The longevity is the next disruptor. The cardiorenal benefits of the SGLT2 inhibitors and the GLP-1s are magnified when combined. The Roizen Rule for a Younger You story, work-related stress is associated with worse outcomes. And you probably knew all of these things in some way, but now we have really good data on them. As well as, this is the second Odd Omega story of the week, higher plant-to-animal protein ratio was linked to a lower risk for cardiovascular disease and coronary artery disease. And two more stories. Increased water consumption is linked to beneficial health outcomes, and about 8.4% of U.S. adults report ever having long COVID, but 2.3% are disabled by it. Let's get to those stories. So the healthy diet is linked to less sugar. This is every 10 grams of added sugar a day. Now you say, well, how much added sugar do I have? Well, when they looked at these 1,000 women, it ranged between 2.7 grams of added sugar on the low end to 317. That person with 317 was about 10 years older, just from the added sugar she had, compared to, this is measured by epigenetic changes, changes in the biologic markers, were changed so dramatically that every 10 grams is about a quarter of a year. She's got 31 of those 10-gram excesses. 31 is about 8 years older. And the average American, 63 grams of added sugar. If you only had 20 grams, you'd be about a year younger chronically. And not only that, but the other part of the diet study that this was done with was that eating more fruits and veggies, that is, getting more vitamins and minerals in your food, also was associated with changes in your epigenetic markers that signaled you were younger. The second story of the week is the bird flu. We've had our first death from bird flu, and we've had enough time to analyze it. First human death. Bird flu wipes out almost all of the birds that it is involved with, but bird flu now is associated with a change in its protein structure and its DNA structure that seems to allow it to get to humans much easier. Whether it will do that or not is still open to question, but we're on alert for it. And the reason we need to be on alert for it is it, in past, has killed about 50% of the people who've gotten infected with it. Now, the cow bird flu, which doesn't seem to get to human transmission, gets to cow to human a little bit, is associated with minor symptoms. But the bird flu that the person in Louisiana caught and killed him is the one that is associated with almost all the birds that get it die. And that's what we have to watch out for. We have to also watch out for the fact that the bird flu could be the next pandemic. Now, what's the association between the first two studies? Well, believe it or not, David Kessler, who headed the FDA, got added sugar listed as the ingredient so that you can control your epigenes, was also the czar for the warp speed development of vaccines. So he's played a major role in helping us get and stay healthy. The next study is really interesting. This is the coffee consumption study, which is the wellness foreplay segment of the week. And why do I bring that up? Because it seems that if you have coffee, you change the bacteria inside your intestine. This is one of the major stories of the decade, perhaps, is that the bacteria in our gut often control a lot of what happens to us because they metabolize our food before we get to ingest it. Well, it turns out that coffee consumption is linked to a specific gut bacteria increase. Just like red meat and processed red meat have adverse bacteria associated with them, coffee apparently has a bacteria that helps you function better and decreases inflammation throughout your body. The next story is work-related stress is associated with worse cardiovascular health. And this is really our longevity is the next disruptor story. This is a data from the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis, which was a community-based cohort study that collected baseline data between 2000 and 2002 and have followed it forever. And what they found is that those people with high levels of workplace stress, which in this study was less than 20%, said they had high workplace stress, those people had much worse markers of cardiovascular health. So this is a confirmation of studies that workplace stress, and whether that is not having freedom to make decisions or whether it is not having friends at work, whatever it is, that was associated with worse cardiovascular health. Second on Omega story is the higher plant-to-animal protein ratio was linked to lower risks for cardiovascular disease. The amazing thing in the Nurses' Health study, this was 70,918 women and 42,740 men in the health professionals follow-up study. They found that, believe it or not, just substituting a few grams of animal protein with a few grams of plant protein, such as in legumes like peanuts or cashews or beans, or in some of the other foods such as pea protein, which is one of my favorites, but just a little bit, meaning just 5 grams a day, made a huge difference in risk of cardiovascular disease. And the more it was dose related, so the more you had, the better. Increased water consumption, fewer kidney stones, less weight gain, more weight loss, and fewer migraines, fewer urinary tract infections. And in the one that is bothersome to me because it says if you have 145 million adults and 2.3% are disabled by long COVID, that means we're losing about 3.5 million workers are disabled by long COVID. It tells you that when the next pandemic comes, we've got to be prepared for it. This has been the top medical stories of the week and what it means to you. Episode 1228A, the A's, always the best medical news stories of the week and what it means to you. This is 1228, so that means we've been doing this for once a week, more than 20 years, more than 24 years, in fact. Again, the best, most important story, read the labels, decrease the sugar intake. That's the Automega's number one segment story of the week. Avoid added sugar. You can only process, the average human, 4 grams of added sugar an hour, 20 grams a day. A regular 12-ounce soda has 39 grams on average. That's 2 days worth of added sugar. And remember, coffee is good, and a little bit of plant protein is really beneficial. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are. Until then, go and download the B segment. It's all about optimism for the new year and why we're so optimistic. Thanks again. Of course, our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Bovine Colostrum, Dye Rescue, and Truebiotics, and, of course, LongevityPlaybook.com, where you can find all about how to stay younger for longer. Thanks again.